are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
What? What's this? This is, women doctors make less money than men. What? Wasn't that fixed? I mean, I've always known that. Women make less money than men in, you know, most specialties and most careers. I thought they kind of fixed the whole doctor thing, but no. Female doctor researchers make at least $12,000 less a year than their male counterparts. I would love to get an extra $12,000. What do I have to do? They say there's a wage gap between men and women that's pretty much always been there, and they didn't even blame the fact that, you know, women may work less hours. They think even, you know, hospitals that hire men and women or these institutions, they'll pay men more. Come on. That's not nice. That is not nice at all. They say female doctors also tended to work slightly fewer hours than their male peers. 58 hours a week on average was the female doctor work week, whereas men, 63 hours a week. I have you both beat. Please. Please, I do what? I do 15 hours of radio, 15 hours of show prep, I don't know how many hours a week of doctoring, how many hours a week of reports, patient charting. I have y'all beat. I've got to easily be in the hundreds. All right. They also say women, see, this has nothing to do with what you get paid by insurance. You get paid by insurance the same whether you're man or female, male or female. They're probably talking about, you know, you getting hired. This was, I believe, a study from, this study was published in the Journal of American Medical Association. Lead author was in, the University of Michigan. All right, so what do? I would like to make a little bit more money, please. Please, they say a report out in April showed American women in general make 77 cents for every dollar earned by men, a gap that is even bigger in certain professions. I know. You know, it's still there. I mean, as much as we all want gender equality with pay, I still have to thank God I'm, you know, alive and working now, and I don't have to deal with what my mother and my grandmother and my great grandmother went through, you know, so I don't like to be, you know, overly critical and, you know, self-pitying because I am so grateful, you know, for not having to, you know, be a bra burner. Lord have mercy. I need to wear my bra. And so I feel very fortunate that the motherhood fought the fight that they fought so I could be able to do what it. Can you imagine a woman on radio? I mean, and of course, God bless our troops, right, who fight every day for our freedom of speech. So, like I said, part of me is so grateful for me to be where I am. And I guess I always grew up because of my grandmother and my mom, et cetera, you know, telling me, look, you're going to be discriminated against, that the discrimination I did undergo, whether it was in medical school, whether it was waiting tables, whether it was in the lab, whether, you know, et cetera, was to the degree, to a lesser degree than I expected. And I've just always looked at that. I've just always known I was going to make less, et cetera. It's a horrible way to look at things, but maybe that's why I'm not as upset. Yes, I'm going to fight for female equality and pay. Why not? I'm here. I'm with you ladies and let's do it. But if you don't see me complaining as much as other people, I'm just so grateful for what I have that I just don't, you know, seem to be, you know, of the forefront of these movements. So, yeah, I know. But still, that's a poo-poo thing to happen for people not having equal pay. Very poo-poo-y. And speaking of poo-poo, looks like Jerusalem is trying to stop their poo-poo problem from canines by taking saliva samples from all canines, right, so that they have a database. Okay, apparently dogs are going poo-poo in the holy city. Come on, people, it's a holy city. Who's walking their dog in Jerusalem and Bethlehem, and who is walking their dog around holy sites? Okay, there's plenty of areas to walk your dog, right? They say apparently in a statement the municipality said it would be first collecting saliva samples from dogs in the city before inputting them into a citywide database. Then, hopefully, when they do see the poo-poo, weren't they doing this in New York? Wasn't there a city in America they were doing this where they were doing samples Or it might have just been one private apartment complex. I think that's what it was. Remember last year there was an apartment complex where the owner was so upset about dog poo-poo that he decided to have it analyzed? Well, this is a whole city-wide. Israeli daily newspaper Haaretz said the municipality hoped to get saliva samples from around 70 to 80% of the 11,000 dogs registered in Jerusalem. Once that database is complete, the program will begin trying to match the droppings to the offending canine. Each pooch's owner a fine of 750 shekels, which is about $100-some, $150, I think. All right. Now, city veterinarian Zohar Dvorkin told Haaretz that the system would create a much more efficient way for the municipality to combat the problem. See, in my house, we got two dogs and three cats. And I could look at the poo-poo and know who did it. Even my kids. I mean, what if something fell out of their pants when they were a baby? I just, you know. And maybe it's because mamas gain that mama smell, right? That animalistic mama smell. And it's horrible. I wish I didn't know. I really wish I couldn't tell. But you just know. And, I mean, that's five. And, I mean, one thing they could do, which may be cheaper, is have these people that, you know, sniff and really, really know the poo-poo. It's very, it's not that difficult. But, honestly, I agree. There should be no poo-poo in any holy city. Absolutely not. We don't need that. We don't need that. I think there's already too much poo-poo. Speaking of poo-poo, this is a sad one. I hate this. Breast cancer returns in 1 in 5 women. They say the odds of breast cancer relapse is 20%. No, we don't want to hear that. Researchers looked at 1,000 women diagnosed with breast cancer since 1999, and they found that the tumor returned in 214 cases of these 1,000 women. They say, well, you'd think that would be 21.4%, but they came up with 22.6%. That's their math. And it said they came back an average of 3 years and 4 months after the patient finished treatment. They say 95% of the women whose cancer returned were not alive 10 years later. That is horrible. Now, this was a study out of Leeds, all right, so this is, you know, Europe. I mean, hopefully we in America have better rates, but I hope everywhere has better rates than that. We don't want to hear about that. You finally fight the fight, and they have a 20% chance of it coming back. All right, guys, don't go away. We are live right now, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 12, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1588.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1628.84, $814.42 for a half ounce, or $407.21 for a quarter ounce. That's $1628.84, $814.42, and $407.21.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now. Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You don't need to be a bodybuilder to benefit from whey protein. Besides building muscle, whey protein supports glutathione production, your body's number one antioxidant and detoxifier, helps with weight loss, and may help with strength, energy, youthful appearance, and a healthier libido. Why is it that no one is reporting these broad-spectrum benefits from typical whey protein powders? Because all but one of them are damaged by heat, filtration, or chemicals. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aged. One World Whey is a brand new protein powder that retains the broad spectrum health-giving benefits of fresh raw whey. Hundreds of people have reported tremendous improvements in all aspects of health. Kids and adults love the flavor and the effects. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I guess they say some of the most popular passwords have been revealed in this one study where they say 5% of computer users choose still too simple a password. Some of these things I can't even say on air. But I will try. Because if you do have any of these passwords, you may need to change them. Now, we had a study, I think almost a year ago, we talked about this on air. Passwords and how easy, you know, you may think that your password is a pretty good, solid, secure one. And, you know, my Twitter was hacked. Luckily, we got it fixed, but I was really surprised they knew my password. You know, I mean, I've never told anybody my password is Kyle. I mean, I think I might have brought it up on the show a couple times, but who listens to the show? Right? And they apparently somebody figured out that the password was Kyle. So Kyle's working the dials today. So I can't use Kyle. So what I did is I changed it to Kyle number one. So that's my password now, Kyle number one. So hopefully nobody, you know, figures that out and hacks me again. But that's what, you know, sometimes that's what you have to do. You got to put, you know, letters and then a number. So hopefully Kyle number one is a secure enough password for me. Alright, so what do we have here? Alright, so the 30 most used passwords. Number one is password, right? Number two, and you know, and I know some of you are gonna be like, how lazy can people be? But I'm gonna tell you something, okay? When you have as many accounts as you do, Twitter, Facebook, bank account, computer program, etc. And you're told, and I'm going to tell you this as well, do not use the same password for everything, because once you're hacked, then you're hacked into everything. You do forget, you know, so people are trying to come up with passwords that they could remember, you know, and password is easy. I mean, when I saw that, I'm like, you know, what doofus would do that? But I got to admit, some of my very first passwords were password, because I'm like, I'm not going to remember all this. 123456 is a password. 1234567 8 came in number 3. 1234 came in number 4. QWERTY came in number 5. Now, QWERTY are the first 6 letters of the keyboard. So that's where QWERTY comes from. Number 6 was 1234567. Number 7 was dragon. Number 8 was pussy, as in pussycat. Okay? Pussycat. But I'm sure some of you are going to think it's the other term. I'm not allowed to say because it's on radio. Number 9 is baseball. Number 10 is football. Number 11 is let me in. L-E-T-M-E-I-N. Let me in. I never thought of that one. That's a cool one. Let me in. Number 12 is monkey. Number 13 is 696969. Come on, people. Really? All right. Well, that's what they're thinking about at work. Number 14 was ABC. ABC. Easiest, 1, 2, 3, that one. Number 15 was Mustang. Mine would be Hugo. Number 16 was Michael. Is one of the top most common passwords. Number 16, number 17, Shadow. Number 18, Master. Number 19, Jennifer. Number 20 was 111111. You'd think that would be, 2000 was another one. Number 22 was Jordan. Number 23 was Superman. Number 24 was Harley. Number 25 was 1234567. Ooh, number 26, I can't say. It has an F in it, and then a couple letters, then it says me. Number 28 was F, and then there's a couple letters, and then you. Come on, people, that's not nice. No wonder everybody's grumpy and on antidepressants and anti-anxiety. Is that how you start your day? You log in telling your computer that? Hunter, trust no one. Huh, that's a good one. Trust no one. Well, I guess it's not good if it's in this article. And then number 30 was Ranger. They said only 500 security codes make up 71% of all security codes, considering there's over 171,000 words in the English language. Wow. What are your passwords? Call in and 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Oh, we can't do that. No one's going to call in with their password. All right. So they say, most passwords are kind of using the same passwords. They say many of the codes revealed that not everyone is entirely happy in their job. Some are hopeless. Some are kill me now. Some are I wish I was dead and hate my job. Okay, so if you're a boss and you need access to your employee's password to log on to their computer station and they say, I hate my job, is my password. Come on, not the smartest thing. We're in a recession, people. They call it the Great Recession now. You know that? All right. Social network confirmed today that it had been hacked. Let me see. Wait a second. What's this about the hacking? Okay, well, we know there's hacking. Let's see. What else? They say there's a site called LastPass operated by security company, offers a utility that lets site users check passwords online here. Many of the passwords are simply LinkedIn or password one. These are also very widely used. Be careful, people. But keep it clean. We were talking about that city in Massachusetts, Middleborough, where you're getting fined $20 every time you cuss. Every time you curse, $20. So be careful. All right, I want to save this story because I want to look at my husband's passwords. I hate my wife. Shoot me now. Please throw out the moo-moos. You wonder. You just wonder. You know, do passwords give you insight of your psyche? We just talked about how shoes in the other hour, how you could judge a person by their shoes. You could tell if they're liberal, conservative, if they're wealthy or not, if they're polite, etc., by their shoes. So I guess you could tell a lot about people from their password. All right. Okay, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. That's probably a good password because it's numbers and letters. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. All right, but you don't want people to know. Flowers, they say, are a way to women's heart, but you don't have to buy them. This is a very interesting study. There were researchers in France, of course, Francais, discovered that women were far more likely to give a young man their phone number if approached outside a florist as opposed to a bakery or shoe shop. Now, this isn't the biggest study. They had five dashing chaps, they say, were recruited by the University of South Brittany to approach women aged between 18 and 25 on the street and try to obtain their numbers. Men were instructed to not, you know, turn on the charm, not do the Hugh Jackman thing, but to just give their name, tell the woman she was pretty, and ask for her phone number so they could go for a drink later. Of the 600 women asked, 144, that means 25% of them, gave their numbers if asked outside of a flower shop. However, 1 in 7 agreed to date if it was outside a bakery, or outside a shoe shop was 1 in 10. Ah, so the findings are published in the Journal of Social Psychology. They say flowers reflect emotions and moods. You know, that's very, very interesting. You know, here's the thing. When I'm in eating mode, I'm not really in the mood for lovey-dovey. So I really get the whole bakery thing. Okay? You know, I'm trying to eat. I'm thinking about food, or I feel guilty that I just ate something high in calories. No, I'm probably not going to want, you know, to interact. All right, so I get that. A shoe store. Usually when I go to a shoe store, I'm extremely depressed. My shoe size is size 10. I'm a woman. I believe to be a, you know, feminine type woman, but I have big feet. And sometimes, you know, the 10 doesn't fit. I have to do a 10 wide. I've just always had big feet. My mom has size 10 shoes. My sister has size 10 shoes. My grandmother did. We just have size 10 shoes. That's just the women in our family who got big feet. But remember, size of a woman's foot is comparable to the size of her brain. Now, with women's shoes, and a lot of you women are probably nodding, the larger the size, the less cute they are. So when you go to a shoe store and you see the cute little sandals, which are obviously size 6s, you're like, I have got to have that shoe. But then when they bring out the bozo size 10, it doesn't look nothing like the little cute pump that's up there. So I'm going to tell you right now, all right, if you want to hit, well, first, don't hit on me. I'm married. But if I was a woman in a study coming out of a shoe store, I would be extremely grumpy. So it makes sense. And, you know, flowers, you have the scents. You feel prettier around flowers. You know, I have never been one to ask for flowers from guys. And one of the reasons is because I don't really, I mean, they die. The flowers die. Carnations last. I remember my husband asked what flowers he should get me. And I said carnations because they last longer than roses. And my husband was happy with that because they were cheaper. You know, he's like, oh, fine by me. But I hate seeing dead flowers. You know, so even though flowers are beautiful and I love them, I mean, if you're going to get me something, get me some chocolate, right? Okay. But I have to admit, one of the best gifts I ever received was a bouquet of dahlias. And the gentleman I was dating, I don't remember who he was, the reason why that just hit, you know, home with me is because, one, he knew my name. You know, most guys you meet, really, they don't really know your name. They pretend they do. So for him to get me dahlias, unless that was a lucky guess, I thought that was cool. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopia Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com. Fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
OnlyBatteries.com is where to turn for all your battery needs. In stock, fresh, guaranteed, fast shipping, non-rechargeable batteries, rechargeable batteries, battery chargers, custom battery packs, all brand names for all the batteries you use at home, the office, the cottage, and the car. OnlyBatteries.com. Get 25% off using coupon code 7500. Call right now, 1-800-660-7705, or visit OnlyBatteries.com. OnlyBatteries.com. That's OnlyBatteries.com.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Doc Dolly. What's this article here I'm reading right now? Reuters is saying Canada is the best G20 country to be a woman. India worst. They say policies that promote gender equality, safeguards against violence and exploitation, and access to health care make Canada the best place to be a woman among the world's biggest economies. They say Germany, Britain, Australia, France rounded out the top 5 countries out of the group of 20 in a perceptions poll of 370 gender specialists. How do you become a gender specialist? Man. And that one over there? Woman. Ooh, very good. Oh, very good. Very good. What about this one? Man. Oh my. I mean, is that what a gender specialist is? All right. But apparently this was conducted by Trust Law, a legal news service run by Thomas Thomson Reuters Foundation. The United States came in 6th, but polarized opinion due to concerns about reproductive rights and affordable health care probably caused it to come in 6th. At the end of the scale, other end of the scale, Saudi Arabia, where women are well-educated but are banned from driving and only won the right to vote in 2011, polled second worst after India, followed by Indonesia, South Africa, and Mexico. They say India is incredibly poor, Saudi Arabia is very rich, but there is a commonality, and that is unless you have some special access to privilege, you have a very different future, depending on whether you have an extra X or a Y chromosome. This was Nicholas Kristof, a journalist and co-author of Half the Sky, Turning Depression into Opportunity for Women Worldwide. You guys heard Saudi Arabia's Got Talent. You know, they have America's Got Talent and Britain's Got Talent. Saudi Arabia's Got Talent. Women can't perform. I would have a big problem with that because I like to sing. I like to perform, and they don't let me perform. I'd have a big problem. All right, they say the poll released ahead of the summit of G20 heads of state to be held in Mexico June 18th to 19th, ooh, after my birthday, showed the reality for many women in many countries remains grim despite the introduction of laws and treaties on women's rights. In India, women and girls continue to be sold as chattels, married off as young as 10, burned alive as a result of dowry-related disputes, and young girls exploited and abused as domestic slave labor. Just scary stuff. We don't have to read on. Thank God we're in this fine country of ours. And thank God for the troops and everyone that has sacrificed their freedom for ours. Wow. All right. Let's kind of find a happier story here. Early birds are happier and more content than night owls. A study came out from the University of Toronto saying that people that are early risers seem to be happier than those who are night owls. Well, we knew that. The cortisol, your morning boost. This isn't anything new. Anyway, researchers from the University of Toronto asked more than 700 people about their preferred time of day and how healthy and happy they generally feel, and then compared the responses to a group of young adults and older adults. Only about 7% of young adults are morning larks, while by age 60, most people prefer the dawn. Just 7% of oldest people in the study describe themselves as night owls. Yeah, see, a lot of us. I mean, I was a night owl definitely when I was younger, but I always did better during the daytime. I've always needed naps. 2 to 5 p.m. is the worst time of day for me. I always have to take a nap sometime between that time, 2 to 5 p.m. And I just always have needed sleep. I don't know if it's chronic fatigue. I don't know what it is, but I've just noticed I've needed more sleep. And if I don't get my sleep, the night is ruined. If I get my sleep, I'm okay. So if there's an event that night, like if I have to MC an event, you know, I'll take off work early just so I could sneak a nap in. But that's just me. Am I happy? Yeah, I'm a very happy girl. Very happy girl. All right, so they found older adults reported greater positive emotion than younger adults, and older adults were more likely to be morning-type people than younger adults. Well, when is the blue light special? What time is the blue light special? Honestly, you know, the older I get, the sooner I want to come home. I think it's very true. The older I don't want to be up at 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, 4. I just don't do that anymore. And maybe it's because I know what I'm like when I don't sleep, you know? Anyway, they say the extra sleep can make you feel more alert, et cetera. Well, we all know sleep is important. We talk about sleep all the time on the show. Risks of a stroke, diabetes, et cetera. So we know we need sleep. But I think it's kind of interesting. Those of us that are night owls versus those of us that are day people, pretty, pretty happy. Okay. Also some happy news here. Violent crimes are on the decline across U.S. except in small towns where murder shot up 18%. So it looks like big cities have been doing pretty well. Across the U.S., they say crimes like murder, forcible rape, robbery, and aggravated assault are on the decline. Is it because more of us are getting guns? What do you think? The FBI compiled law enforcement data from 2011 to 2010 and found that violent crimes have decreased overall 4%. Amen to that. However, in areas with smaller populations, violent crimes have increased. Now, you would think the crimes would increase because of the recession. But maybe we're just so used to being in the recession that at this point, I mean, this is year 4 of our recession. So we're probably, the newness is wearing off. All right. They say last year marked the 5th straight year of year-to-year improvement in the number of violent crimes reported to authorities. It was the 9th consecutive year for declines of property crimes. Oh, amen to that. FDA said murder and non-negligent manslaughter, rape, robbery, and aggravated assault all went down. Violent crime decreased in all 4 regions. 4.9% of the Midwest, 4.7% of the West, 4.5% in the South, and 0.8% in the Northeast. So less of a drop in the Northeast, but still, pretty impressive. There was an increase in murder in the Midwest, 0.6%, and an 18.3% jump in cities with populations less than 10,000. In property crime category, they say motor vehicle theft dropped 3.3%, larceny theft decreased 0.9%, burglary offenses, though, did increase. Yeah, I would expect in a recession, you'd see more burglaries. That's what I would do. What about, let's see, natural disasters? We did have Hurricane Irene last year. You know, sometimes with natural disasters, you'll also see more of these crimes. So that's kind of, you know, that has a factor, too. But interesting stuff. All right, so what's this here? Early menopause may raise risk for brain aneurysm. Please? Really? Really? All right. They say early menopause may be associated with increased risk of brain aneurysm. You guys know what an aneurysm is, right? Now, see, I've been going through early menopause. I've been having hot flashes since my late 30s, so I'm not liking this. Basically, an aneurysm is kind of a, like, imagine the blood vessels in your brain, and you step in on a hose, and what happens when you step on a hose? It starts to balloon out. That's what an aneurysm is. And if you have a brain aneurysm and it bursts, not good. They say study researchers from Rush University Medical Center in Chicago included 76 postmenopausal women who had a brain aneurysm or an abnormal bulging of an artery in the brain, better way to put it, and they're pretty serious. 26% of the women who had an aneurysm experienced menopause by age 40. Okay, so we're talking early, early menopause, compared with about 19% in a comparison group of women who didn't have an aneurysm. Now, that's very odd. Why would early menopause, I don't get it, why would early menopause cause an abnormality in a blood vessel? You know, people always ask, what causes brain aneurysms? And, you know, medical students will say, high blood pressure. Well, not, you know, high blood pressure will put you at risk for that brain aneurysm to burst. But does it really weaken the vessel? And then if that's the case, if there is some sort of relationship, why menopause? You know, is there some protection with the estrogen? I don't know. I don't know. So anyway, they said it doesn't prove that early menopause causes the condition. It was a retrospective study, meaning that it started with women who had an aneurysm, then they looked back, you know, asking their history, et cetera. But it's still something to kind of watch out for. All right. Another thing, too, today, the U.S. Task Force says kind of ixnay on the vitamin D and calcium. Nay, am I saying that right? I know it's not pig Latin, right? Ixnay. I guess they said the vitamin D and the calcium really doesn't help bone mass. Now, of course, many of us say, duh, right? You start losing your bone mass. You know, you really can't eat it back. You usually have to exercise. You usually have to, you know, sometimes take some sort of protective medications. But this is kind of coming a week or two after they're saying too much vitamin D can hurt you. Too much calcium can hurt you. So you see how they contradict themselves? All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control: your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. To celebrate the beginning of summer, you can save 20% off their already affordable prices. This offer ends on June 20th, so take advantage of the summer savings now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633. Or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Of course, please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Follow us on Facebook, our Facebook fan page. I'm able to give you up-to-date medical updates, videos, any information in the news, you know, even if it's non-medical. Because, I mean, you know, sometimes there's not really interesting medical stories, right? And there's other cool stuff. I thought it was really cool, that video of that bed that makes itself, right? There's a bed that makes itself. I posted that on my Facebook. See a little girl get into the bed, make a mess of the covers, get out of the bed, and the bed makes itself. Personally, I would never buy that. I think kids should learn how to make their own bed, right? You have to do it in the Army. You might as well learn to do it as a kid. But I guess there's some wealthy people that just want beds made themselves. Now, I have to admit, it did make the bed nice and crisp and clean, but all I had to do was deal with the sheet. Didn't have to do with multiple pillows. Didn't have to do with, you know, a lumpy mattress. Didn't have to do with multiple blankets. So, but interesting stuff. So please follow me. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Kyle working the dials. And if you are listening to the Dr. Dolly Show and it doesn't play in your local news talk station, give them a call. Email them. Tell them to bring the Dr. Dolly Show to your town. And hopefully it'll happen. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. All right. Did you guys know there was a National Donut Day? Did you know National Donut Day was on June 1st? Well, apparently people are very upset because there's a study that came out saying if you're sleep deprived, you're more likely to eat unhealthy foods. So they were pretty upset that we have a National Donut Day. And I guess researchers from St. Luke's Roosevelt Hospital Center in Columbia University, New York, examined people's brains while they stared at pictures of healthy and unhealthy foods. I had no idea it was National Donut Day. I mean, what does that mean? Do you get donuts inexpensively? I don't eat donuts because they just go right to the sushi. But I got to tell you, I think the donut is probably one of the most delicious things out there. But boy, is it fattening. Anyway, 25 participants were normal weight volunteers who had either 5 nights or 4 hours of sleep or 5 nights of regular sleep. The well-rested participants received 9 hours of sleep. Remember, guys, 9 is a magic number. That's how many hours of sleep you need. I never get nine. My day doesn't end. It doesn't matter. Anyway, the researchers noted that the reward center and sleep-deprived participants activated more when they looked at junk foods than at healthy foods. The reward center and well-rested participants did not activate as much. It's true. You know, when you're sleep-deprived, you're going to want energy. And sucrose and these quick sugars, these fast sugars, metabolize quickly. And your body knows that. So they look at sugar. They know you're going to energize pretty quickly, and you'll be up. Remember Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie got some criticism in the news because they used Coca-Cola to get their kids out of bed, right? To get the kids up and moving in the morning, they do Coca-Cola. And it's not so much a caffeine. It's got to be the sugar content. And so anyway, they said you probably should not have had National Donut Day, which celebrates the donut, the unhealthiest of all unhealthy foods. They say New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg celebrated National Donut Day with a proclamation just days after defending the ban on soft drinks, which, by the way, is already underway with the legislature. They're already, discussing it in some sort of legislative forum. I didn't realize that. Really? Mayor Bloomberg celebrated National Donut Day. You see why I think that's baloney with the soft drink cup size ban, really? They say National Donut Day was born out of the Donut Day event that was launched by the Salvation Army in 1938 to pay tribute to the woman who served donuts to troops during World War I. That is cool. I had no idea about that. National Donut Day. Huh. Makes you want to have a donut, doesn't it? All right, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know that little kid that dressed up as Darth Vader in that Volkswagen commercial? Remember, he pretended he wanted to move things, thinking he had the Force, and then the dad was sitting there in the kitchen, and then he kind of, you know, made the car start, and it was such a cute commercial. Well, that little boy is actually going to be undergoing heart surgery. He does have a hole in the heart. I don't know if it's a patent foramen ovale or whatever. He also has to have some valve fixings. But the little boy, he's going to be okay. I think his name is Max Page. Cute little thing. Little Darth Vader. So we wish him luck. All right. Also, let me see some highlights from today's news. There was a controversial study came out saying gay couples or homosexual parents rear children that will fare worse than children of heterosexual couples or families. And, of course, many people are debunking this study, you know, saying it wasn't a very scientific study. I didn't think it was the most scientific study as well. My problem is I see so many heterosexual families, you know, completely abuse and neglect their kids. As far as I'm concerned, I just want whoever can, you know, take care of a child, give them as much love. As far as I'm concerned, that was where I'm, that's where I'm behind. All right. Oh, good. Kyle's sending me a note. I love Kyle. Kyle's working the dials tonight. All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, let's see what else we have in the news. Spray-on tans can also cause cancer. The DHA on spray-on tans, they're saying please don't breathe it in. It could cause DNA damage. Now, spray-on tans have become more and more popular because we are trying to avoid tanning salons and we're trying to avoid being outside in the sun. So many celebrities do spray-on tans. They used to. Now, the general public has discovered it and has been doing it. But, of course, remember, you're putting a chemical on your body. All right, and when you put these chemicals on your body, of course, you're going to have some sort of absorption. And I think you will absorb some in the skin. So just, you know, please use caution. Also, a study today came out talking about diesel exhaust fumes are now considered as carcinogenic as mustard gas, asbestos, arsenic. So they went from a 2A rating to a 1 rating, group 1 rating. So all my truckers out there, be careful. Try not to breathe it in. Try not to get exposed. The salon that was frequented by Tanning Mom is now fined for allowing overexposure. Remember the woman who's like orange, right? Yeah, apparently the salon is getting fined because they shouldn't have let her or other people come for repeated tanning. Honestly, you get fined for everything. We talked about that city in Massachusetts where you get fined for using swear words, $20. It was actually voted through. And people are pretty happy about that because apparently kids are out there, teenagers sitting there cursing and using pretty explicit language. I think it's stupid to fine them, all right, starting to impede on freedom of speech. True, you can't curse in a courtroom. You can't curse in, a school setting, of course. But honestly, they could probably, you know, address it as disorderly conduct or something. But really, to fine. And what are you going to do? You're going to fine one word, two words, three words? Also, in today's news, George Zimmerman's wife, Shelley, was arrested for perjury. During George Zimmerman is the one accused of shooting Trayvon Martin. He claims it was self-defense. We've talked about the Trayvon Martin case. But Shelley was, I guess, I don't want to use the word cross-examined, but she was asked about their monetary situation during the bond hearing of George Zimmerman. Says they really don't have much money, doesn't know of much money. You know, the money situation she doesn't know much about. Yet it looks like there was a transfer of $75,000 to and from her account, cash stored in a cash box, a security deposit box, etc. So she was arrested. She was released on $1,000 bail. All right. People are pretty excited about the Burger King bacon sundae. I'm not very excited about that at all. I think it looks disgusting. I'm not a huge fan of bacon, but I guess it's out there and people, that's I think Burger King's way of saying, you want to know what? Let all the other fast food places watch their calories. We're going to serve a 500 calorie bacon sundae. Bacon really should not be mixed with ice cream. I don't really like the taste of bacon, you know, but meat, if you're going to eat meat, do you really need to sully it with ice cream? Okay, don't mess up the meat. All right, and then I think finally in news today, a 71-year-old grandma got busted for drug trafficking, which she hid in her shoes. Yeah. All right, busy day. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. Please follow me on Facebook and follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. Y'all be safe.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.